It's an amazing thing the women you're sitting next to have done. And for most of them, it took an enormous amount of courage, because the cave woman is still saying, you're bigger and stronger and you haven't always been on my side. You're bigger and stronger, and people like you have raped and pillaged and enslaved people like me. I mean, instinct doesn't forget that. Do you know, men are scary. To cave women, men are scary. And the more pumped up you are, like when you've just had a big win and you're like, ah, yes, right? You're like having this testosterone surge. Women have something we call a testosterometer. And it's always, you know, part of the multitasking diffuse awareness is monitoring the levels of testosterone in the environment. And when a man gets all pumped up and has a testosterone spike, the testosterometer goes, danger, danger, danger. And then that's when she'll come out with the snide remarks and the criticisms and the sneers and the, you know, the rolled eyes, all the things that steal power. A woman will perceive a threat by a man. Her reaction will be to emasculate him. And then the moment after she emasculated him, she's like, uh-oh, I just alienated my protector. Well, you can't have these back yet, but how about some pie? You know, so we'll emasculate you on one hand and then turn around and try to please you on the other. We'll immediately try to please you. And this is one of the biggest things that being smaller and weaker drives women to do, is we are obsessed with pleasing you. Is he pleased by me? How about now? Is he still pleased with me? Still pleased. Please. How about now? Okay, now. Yes. Okay, now. Oh, he looks displeased. It could have just been like gas or something, but oh no. Really, you guys get a look on your face that you're irritated or anything other than pleased with us, and the tension is right there in our bodies. What did I do? What do I need to do? This is what happens when a woman cooks. She puts a meal together, right? And she's like multitasking like crazy to get everything to arrive on the table all at the same time. And then she's got it all together, and she's sitting there at the table, and you take the first bite, and she's like... You know, and her body's totally tense, and then if you go, she's like, okay, he liked the meat. What about the potatoes? He hasn't touched the potatoes. He normally likes potatoes. And then she gets all tense again. Do you know, and then you take a bite, okay, seems like he likes the potatoes. Well, what about the green beans? Okay, he likes the green beans, but he hasn't gone back to the potatoes. Maybe he didn't really like the potatoes. Honey, are the potatoes okay? Do you want some more potatoes? Dinner's not a happy thing for us. We are so tense about, right? I mean, we get so tense about, are you going to be pleased? Are you going to be pleased? Are you going to be pleased? And part of my diffuse awareness is constantly monitoring whether or not you're pleased or displeased at this moment. If you're displeased, I will be tense, and I'll have to do something about it. Even when you say it has nothing to do with me. Okay? If a woman has a man on her property, she is monitoring whether he's pleased or displeased at every moment. Even to the extent of, gee, I wonder how that nap's going. Really, it's not like we get a break because you're asleep. This is one of the reasons why men retiring causes so much friction in relationship, because when you go to work, we get a vacation. If you're on the property, we have to monitor you. We have to.